Chapter 28. Man, George III. The Prince of Wales, afterwards Prince Regent. The Royal Dukes. Fox. Percival. Castlereagh. An Under-Secretary of State. Sheridan. Two young lords. Lords Yarmouth and Keith. Another lord. Other peers, ambassadors, ministers, ex-ministers, members of parliament, and persons of quality and office. Sir Arthur Wellesley, afterwards Lord Wellington. Sir John Moore. Sir John Hope. Sir David Baird. General Beresford. Colonel Anderson. Colonel Graham. Major Colburn, Principal Aide-de-Camp to Moore. Captain Hardinge. Paget, Fraser, Hill, Napier. A captain of hussars and others. Other English generals, colonels, aides, couriers, and military officers. Two spies. Two army surgeons. An army chaplain. A sergeant of the 43rd. Two soldiers of the NINTH. English forces. Deserters and stragglers. Dr. Willis. Sir Henry Halford. Dr. Heberden. Dr. Bailey. The King's apothecary. A gentleman. Two attendants on the King. Members of a London club. An Englishman in Vienna. Trotter, secretary to Fox. Mr. Baggett. Mr. Forth, master of ceremonies. Servants. A beau, a constable, etc. Napoleon Bonaparte. Joseph Bonaparte. Louis and Jerome Bonaparte, and other members of Napoleon's family. Cambaciers, Arch-Chancellor. Talleyrand. President of the Senate. Collingert. Lebrun, Duroc, Prince of Neufchâtel, Grand Duke of Berg. Eugene de Beauharnais. Champagny, Foreign Minister de Bossuet, Chamberlain. Murat. Soult. Messina. Berthier. Junot. Foy. Loyson. Ney, Lannes, and other French marshals, general and regimental officers, aides, and couriers. Two French subalterns. Another French officer. French forces. Grand Marshal, Grand Almoners, heralds, and other officials at Napoleon's marriage. Abbe de Pratt, Chapel Master. Corvisart, first physician to Marie Louis. Bordier, second physician to Marie Louis. Dubois, accoucheur to Marie Louis. Maskers at a ball. Two servants at the Tuileries. A Parisian crowd. Gillet de Gevilliers, a conspirator. Louis XVIII. Of France. French princes in England. The King of Prussia. Prince Henry of Prussia. Prince Royal of Bavaria. Prince Hohenlohe. Generals Ruchel, Tauentzien, and attendant officers. Prussian forces. Prussian stragglers. Berlin citizens. Carlos IV. King of Spain. Fernando, Prince of Asturias, son to the King. Godoy, Prince of Peace, lover of the Queen. Count of Montijo. Viscount Madarosa, Spanish deputy. Don Diego de la Vega, Spanish deputy. Godoy's guards and other soldiery. Spanish citizens. A servant to Godoy. Spanish forces. Camp followers. Francis, Emperor of Austria. Metternich. Another Austrian minister. Schwarzenberg. Dodenard, an equerry. Austrian officers. Aides-de-camp. Austrian forces. Couriers and secretaries. Viennese citizens. The Emperor Alexander. The Grand Duke Constantine. Prince Leibanov. Count Leven. Generals Bennigsen, Auerhoff, and others. Officers in attendance on Alexander. Women, Caroline, Princess of Wales. Duchess of York. Duchess of Rutland. Marchioness of Salisbury. Marchioness of Hartford. Other peeresses. Mrs. Fitzherbert. ambassadors' wives, wives of minister and members of parliament, and other ladies of note. The Empress Josephine. Hortense, Queen of Holland. The mother of Napoleon. Princess Pauline, and others of Napoleon's family. Duchess of Montebello. Madame de Montesquieu. Madame Blaise, nurse to Marie Louis. Wives of French ministers, and of other officials. Other ladies of the French court. Duchess of Angoulême. Louisa, Queen of Prussia. The Countess Voss, Lady-in-Waiting. Berlin ladies. Maria Luisa, Queen of Spain. Theresa of Bourbon, wife of Godoy. Dona Josefa Tudo, mistress of Godoy. Lady-in-waiting to the Queen. A servant. M. Luisa Beatrix, Empress of Austria. The Archduchess Marie Luisa, afterwards the Empress Marie Louise. Madame Metternich. Ladies of the Austrian court. The Empress Mother of Russia. Grand Duchess Anne of Russia. Act 1st, Scene I, London. Fox's Lodgings, Arlington Street, Fox, the foreign secretary in the new Ministry of All the Talents, sits at a table writing. He is a stout, swarthy man, with shaggy eyebrows, and his breathing is somewhat obstructed. His clothes look as though they had been slept in. Trotter, his private secretary, is writing at another table near. A servant enters.
Servant, another stranger presses to see you, sir.
Fox, without raising his eyes.
Oh, another. What's he like?
Servant, a foreigner, sir, though not so out at elbows as might be thought from the denomination. He says he's from Gravesend, having lately left Paris, and that you sent him a passport. He comes with a police officer.
Fox, ah, to be sure. I remember. Bring him in, and tell the officer to wait outside.
Servant goes out.
Trotter, will you leave us for a few minutes? But be within hail.
The secretary retires, and the servant shows in a man who calls himself Gillet de Javillier, a tall, thin figure of 30, with restless eyes. The door being shut behind him, he is left alone with the minister. Fox points to a seat, leans back, and surveys his visitor.
Javillier, thanks to you, sir, for this high privilege of hailing England, and of entering here. Without a fore-extended confidence like this of yours, my plans would not have sped.
A pause.
Europe, alas! Sir, has her waiting foot upon the sill of further slaughter scenes.
Fox, I fear it is so. In your lines you wrote, I think, that you are a true Frenchman born?
Javillier, I did, sir.
Fox, how contrived you, then, to cross?
Javillier, it was from Emden that I shipped for Gravesend, in a small sailor called the Obi, sir, masked under Prussian colors. Emden I reached on foot, on horseback, and by sundry shifts, from Paris over Holland, secretly.
Fox, and you are stored with tidings of much pith, whose tenor would be priceless to the state.
Javillier, I am. It is, in brief, no more nor less than means to mitigate, and even end these welfare-wasting wars. A. Usher in a painless spell of peace.
Fox, prithee speak on. No statesman can desire it more than I.
Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.